Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
And praise God for another opportunity to share with you the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in to share in this anointed and rhema word of God in time of study in God's word. We give God praise, we give him honor, we give him glory, and thank God for his presence with us. We also thank God for our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones. We are hosting this week Holy Convocation, both online through YouTube as well as in person. So if you're in the Stockbridge area, please join Light of the World, or if you can join them virtually at lightofcomingintothelight.org or Light of the World on YouTube. This week from 10 a.m. Along with the 7 p.m. evening services. And we just give God praise and honor and glory for all that he is doing. We thank God for you tuning in as well. We're going to go ahead and get started with our broadcast. We like to start the program with a song of encouragement and praise, ushering in the presence of Almighty God. And then we're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace led by Pastor Jasper Whitehurst in prayer. But before we do that, we would like to share a song of the awesomeness of our God by Charles Jenkins. My God is awesome. Praise God.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, You're in all of his grace. You're in all of his goodness. You're in all of his mercy. You're in all of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
One word, come on everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know it's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice. The whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his
holy name.
Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
You know he's been good, you said. He's great.
He's great.
the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Oh, my God,
my God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Bless His holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that word, for that Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Let's pray, Lord. We thank you being an almighty, awesome God, Father, Lord. Yes, you are our healer, Lord. You are our deliverer, Lord. You are our protector, Father. Lord, you are our provider, Lord. Lord, you have the power, Lord. You have a plan for our life, Lord. You have a divine purpose, Lord, to do what you called to do, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, for your greatness, for who you are, Father, Lord. Oh, what a mighty God that you are. We thank God for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, Father. Thank God for you watching out for us from day to day, Father, Lord. Bring us through, Lord, to another day. Lord, what a blessing, what a joy we are to know the Lord and to serve him, Father, from the heart and from the spirit. But we praise you. We thank you for this day. We pray for the warmth of God to bring for the rain of word of God, Lord. We remind the power, Father, the understanding, Lord, to bring forth your strength and with power to your people, Father, Lord. Let your will be done. Lord, pray for those that are listening to the word. They take heed to it, Lord. They're taking they would be spirit food for their soul, Lord, for their spirit, Father, Lord. You will strengthen them, Lord. And you will edify them, Lord. You will glorify you, Father, Lord. We praise you and we thank you for your holy word this day, Lord, to give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray for all the mighty God that we serve. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to share his word this evening. He laid a word on my spirit and in my heart that I want to share with you tonight. And my prayer is, Heavenly Father, just, Lord God, anoint me afresh, Lord God, through your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. None of me, Almighty God, but all of you, and allow your word to go forth, Father, with power, with authority, Lord God, knowing that it will never return void, but that it shall accomplish, Father, that which you have sent forth and purposed it to accomplish. We give you all the praise and all the honor, all the glory tonight belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, the Lord has laid on my heart to talk with you from the topic, the dynamics of the human spirit. That's little s, the spirit, little s spirit of man. My husband, Pastor Jay, has talked with us over the last three Mondays about the dynamics of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, the dynamics of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Well, we're going to talk tonight also about the spirit man, your spirit man, the dynamic of the human spirit.
Amen.
Let it not be confusing. Let it not cause any form of confusion, and let there be clarity and understanding, because the Holy Spirit of Almighty God is a part of the Trinity, the third part of the Holy Trinity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we're going to delve more deeply into this subject about the spirit man, because it's important for us to be able to understand that there is a divine connection between the Holy Spirit of Almighty God and your spirit man. So let's start. We have three foundational scriptures. One is Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. And if you'll allow me just the time just to teach tonight, praise God, I believe and I know that this word will be a blessing unto your spirit.
Amen.
Proverbs 20:27, and it says,
vessel of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Then we have Ecclesiastes 12 and 7. You can jot these scriptures down and read them at your leisure. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7, which states, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit of man, shall return unto God who gave it."
Amen.
Romans 8, 16, "The spirit," capital S, Holy Spirit, "itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Praise God. Hallelujah. Recently, I shared with our broadcast audience that earlier this year I faced some health challenges. So I began a quest to search and research and seek out and find all that I could regarding what the Holy Bible had to say about healing and God's plan for divine health. I believe that if you want to know about the inner working of any product, then you begin by reading and reviewing the manufacturer's guidebook. We were created, divinely manufactured by our Creator, Almighty God. Therefore, who would know better than He what we need to promote health and healing within our bodies? As a Christian, we have been taught and know that just as God is a three-part spirit being, the Trinity, as I stated earlier, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we too are triune, are three-part beings. We, as humans, are made up of body, soul, and spirit. Let me say that again. We, too, are three-part beings. We are made up of body, soul, and spirit. However, during my study, I gained a greater awareness of the significance of our human spirit. For the last three Mondays, as I shared, Pastor Jay has been teaching on the dynamics of the Holy Spirit. Well, tonight, I'd like to talk to you on the subject, the dynamics of the human spirit, or the dynamics of the spirit of man. When the Bible references the Holy Spirit, especially the Holy Bible King James Version, when the Holy Bible references the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God, the word spirit is usually capitalized. It's with a capital S-P-I-R-I-T. The terms Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost are often used synonymously. Both speak of the divine Spirit of God, the third part of the Holy Trinity. When the Holy Bible, King James Version, references the spirit of man or human spirit, the word spirit begins with a lowercase letter, and lowercase s. Many speak of man's spirit and man's soul synonymously, as if they are one and the same. But for the clarity and understanding, I came to share with you tonight that the soul and the spirit of man are not the same. God created us with three very distinct and unique parts. If this were diagrammed for those of us like myself that are visual, using three layers The next inner circle would be the soul, and the innermost circle would be at the core of the diagram, representing our spirit man. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 speaks of our three distinct and unique parts, and it states, Pastor Jay?
5:23?
Mm-hmm. 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly.
Amen.
And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body.
Your whole what?
Your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. It states, I pray God, your whole spirit, soul, and body, those three distinct parts, be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it outshows distinctly and outlines the three parts of the makeup of the human being. Now, may the peace of God himself, it states here, and this is the New American Standard Version of that same scripture, and it states, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. May your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Let's briefly discuss each entity and the unique characteristics of the triune makeup of man. As I stated, first we have the body. The body is where we identify our five senses: hearing, touching, tasting, seeing, smelling. The body is at the core of our existence, and it allows us to experience things in the physical realm. God is a spirit, capital S. Yet, in order for him to operate, even God, in order for him to operate in the physical realm, he chose to inhabit and indwell in the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was God incarnate. You may have heard that term before, God incarnate, spelled I-N-C-A-R-N-A-T-E, God incarnate. Incarnate means the deity and the spirit of God embodied in human flesh. God incarnate, the spirit and deity of God embodied in human flesh. And that human flesh that God embodied was Jesus Christ, praise God. Well, we are not simply a body, but interconnected with our body is also the next level of our three-part being, and that is our soul. The soul, our soul, is that part of the inner core of our being. Although it is unseen, yet it is just as real as our body. Our soul is composed of three parts. Our soul is made up of our mind, that area that houses our thoughts and that allows us to think and reason. Our soul is also made up of our emotions, that allows us to have feelings like joy and sadness and anger and compassion and bitterness and happiness. That's our emotions. That's a part of our soul. And the third part of our soul is our will that enables us to choose and make decisions. operate in the physical realm, so our soul allows us to experience things in the psychological realm. Our soul is comprised of mind, emotions, and will, which all three help to make up our personality and is a great part of who we are within. Now, for the third and deepest, most inner part of our human makeup, and that is our spirit man, little s, spirit man. By our spirit, we can connect with and experience things in the spiritual realm. Remember, body, physical realm, soul, psychological realm, spirit, spiritual realm. When we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, it was not our body nor our soul when we became saved. It wasn't our body, nor was it our soul, but it was our spirit man that was born again. If you have your Bible, turn with me to John chapter 3, and I'm going to read for you verses 1 through 6. John 3, verses 1 through 6. Tonight we're talking about our spirit man. And John 3, 1 through 6 says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee. Anytime Jesus repeats himself, everything, first of all, that God says is important, but he's telling us pay very close attention. He says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, that is capital S, except a man be born of water and of the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Meaning that it is your human spirit that must be born again. It is your human spirit, and I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but for the sake of clarity, it is your human spirit that connects with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God when you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God comes and dwells within and takes up dwelling and residence in your human spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible Hub Eliot's commentary, I just want to share this. It reads like this. It says, the spirit, which is the spirit of man, as opposed to the flesh, is the differentia of man as distinct from all other creatures. It is the image of God in him. Meaning the spirit is the image of God in you, in us.
Yes.
The seat of the capacity for the communion with God. It allows us. That's a part of God. Oh, when I begin that allows you to be able to have that direct connection with your Heavenly Father and commune with Him. That's your spirit man. Hallelujah. The spirit, it says, the seat of the capacity for the communion with God, which is the true principle of life. In the natural man, this is crushed and dormant. But the spiritual man, but in the spiritual man, it has been quickened. Quickened means made alive by the influence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It has been quickened and made alive by the influence of the Holy Ghost. This is a new life in Him. And the spiritual life, like the physical, is dependent upon birth, but it's dependent upon rebirth. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Hallelujah. God created mankind as the only triune being with a body, a soul, and a spirit. Now, God created, He breathed into man His breath of life. He breathed into man His ruach. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself here. He breathed into man, the Hebrew says, the Spirit of God, His ruach, R-U-A-C-H. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Zechariah 12:1 says that, thus declares Jehovah, who stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him. God didn't form His spirit or join His spirit with anything else on this earth. Not animals, not trees. He joined His spirit with the spirit of man. That's why the word tells us that we were created in the image, praise God, of our Heavenly Father. In the article entitled A Life-Changing Discovery, My Spirit, the author states that Zechariah 12:1 doesn't just say in a general way that God formed man, but in a peculiar way that God formed the spirit of man within him. This indicates that the spirit of man, the spirit of man, is the most essential part of man, the most crucial part of our being.
Yes.
Let's talk about how God formed the spirit of man within him, within us. Genesis 2:7 says that Jehovah God formed man with the dust of the ground, from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Hallelujah. In Hebrew, as I shared earlier, the original language of this verse, the word for breath is neshama, N-E-S-H-A-M-A, neshama, and it's translated as spirit. From Genesis 2:7, we can see that God's breath, which He breathed into man, formed the spirit of man. God formed the spirit of man within Him, breathing into him His own breath. God, you are a God-breathed individual. You are a God-breathed individual. See, it's important that we know, praise God, who we are. It's important that the Word of God teaches that thy people perish for a lack of knowledge. It is important that we know that we are God-breathed spiritual beings. And that as God-breathed spiritual beings, it is important that we allow for our spirit to be led by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And we're going to talk about more of that in just a moment. God breathed the breath of life directly into humans rather than simply just giving us life. That distinguishes us from animals. He just gave life to animals, but to us, he breathed his breath of life directly into us. God breathed his own spirit, Holy Spirit. God breathed his own spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, on the inside of us. His Ruach in Hebrew, his Pneuma, P-N-E-M-A in Greek, which means the breath or wind of God.
Yes.
This shows us the precious worth of our spirit. Do you know how worth, what you are worth and how valuable you are to God for him to breathe himself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. On the inside of you, on the inside of us, this shows the precious worth of our spirit and the kind of intimate relationship that God desires to have with us when he designed our human spirit. There are three dynamics of the human spirit that I'd like to just share with you. Number one, our human spirit is designed to connect with God. Our human spirit is designed to connect with God, our Heavenly Father. John chapter 4, verse 24 tells us that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Our spirit was designed to worship God through our connection with the Holy Spirit of God. The true worship God wants from us doesn't involve performing particular rituals and keeping certain traditions. That's not true worship. True worship is to connect God, the Spirit, in our spirit in a living way. Excuse me. Through our salvation in Jesus Christ, God has given our spirit man direct access to God the Father through the precious shed blood of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We have direct access to the Heavenly Father through our connection of the Holy Spirit with our spirit man. Number two, our human spirit is designed to receive God. God doesn't only want us to connect with him. He wants to impart himself as the divine life into us. And because we have a spirit, we can receive him. When we receive this eternal life of God and we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that's when we are born again. John 3:6 tells us that which is born again of spirit, that which is born of the Holy Spirit, is spirit. Again, we see the Spirit of God and our human spirit. When we believe in and receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're redeemed by the death of Christ on the cross for us. And we're reborn by receiving the Spirit with the life of God in our spirit. Our being born again is once and for all. But our receiving of God continues.
newly born. I'm going to say that again. Our being born again is once and for all. But our receiving of God continues even after we're reborn. To illustrate our need to receive more life after we're born again, we can use the example of a baby. A baby is born once physically, but afterward, it needs to continually receive life-sustaining supply, such as air. The baby needs food. The baby needs water.
Nurturing.
Care. In order for it to continue to grow and develop.
Yes.
Similarly, although being born of the Spirit, although being born of the Spirit in our spirit is a one-time occurrence, we must continue to receive more of Christ as life every day so that we can continue to grow spiritually in his life. To receive more of him daily with our spirit, we can breathe him in by prayer, eat of the word of God, and drink of him by calling on his holy name. We rebuke the cough in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Our human spirit is designed to be quickened by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God.
Yes.
And to lead us to the perfect will of God. I'm going to say that again. Our human spirit is designed to be quickened by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God and to lead us to the perfect will of God. We must, in order to walk in God's perfect will, in order to fulfill the plan of God for our lives, we must allow our spirit to lead. We must not allow our soul to lead, our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts, but it is of the Spirit, our spirit, connecting with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God that must lead. In a recent podcast, I shared that many of us live a great majority of our lives being led up by our soul rather than our spirit. When a life is soul-led, it is a life that is controlled and guided by our own selfish desire, our will, our wants, our thoughts that guide us, rather than God's will, rather than God's Holy Spirit. A soul-led life is like a broken compass leading you in faltering directions. Where a spirit-led life is a life of assuredness in God because his word never fails.
Mm-hmm.
A soul-led life is a life that finds one fulfilling the needs of self and often seeking to please others. But a spirit-led life is focused on the desires fulfilling his plan and purpose for your life. A soul-led life is that life that's lived in God's permissive will, whereas a spirit-led life allows you to walk in God's perfect will. Galatians 5:16 teaches that we should walk by the Spirit and you will not fulfill or carry out the desires of the flesh. Speaking on the topic of a spirit-led life in his book, God Cures, author Damon Davis shared these words. He said, as God's word begins to divide our soul from our spirit, and we begin to walk by the spirit and not by the flesh, we find that our spirit, human spirit, begins to lead, and God's spirit, Holy Spirit, and his word becomes the GPS system that guides our life into all that is better. Praise God. He says, that just resonated in my spirit. And so I'm going to read it again. It says, as God's word begins to divide our soul from our spirit and we begin to walk by the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, and not by the flesh, we find that our human spirit begins to lead, and God's spirit and his word becomes the GPS system that guides our life into all that is best. When you allow your spirit to lead, at the auspices and guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the elements of your soul and systems of your body to follow, spirit leading under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, your soul and your body following, then you will align yourself for God's divine plan and his perfect will to be fulfilled in your life. Praise God. I pray that that word fed your spirit. And again, three dynamics of the human spirit. Our human spirit is designed to connect with God. Our human spirit is designed to receive God. And our human spirit is designed to be quickened by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God and to lead us to the perfect will of God. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Thank God for that.
Amen.
For that powerful word from Pastor Thompson. Thank God for that dynamics of the human spirit. Amen. Human spirit try to do some things that you need the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, direct. The Holy Spirit should be the dominant spirit in our life, for he's of God. You born again by faith in receiving Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. You need to be filled and be led by God's Holy Spirit, not your human spirit. Human spirit, the old man. Your Holy Spirit, the new man in Christ Jesus. We have the mind of Christ and have the word of God, and should have more abundant authority in your life. Amen. It's a distinction between the two. Amen. It's a big distinction between the two. And you need to be led by the Holy Spirit of God in each and our endeavor from day to day. We need the Spirit of God to lead, guide, and direct our path into all spiritual truth. Amen. To have that daily walk with the Lord, and that daily close fellowship with God and through his Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Holy Spirit, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and pray to God that God bring down those strongholds in our life and your life and my life that come from the human spirit, so the Holy Spirit be greater than he in me, that he is in the world. The Holy Spirit is greater than that of that human spirit. Amen. So that born again cycle is so important. You see Jesus the Lord and Savior to truly be born again to the Spirit of God, into his Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit a promise that he gave to us through the day of Pentecost, praise God. So that Holy Spirit should be the great and dominant Spirit of God, amen. And you don't succumb to anything but just the Word of God to the perfect will of God. It's through God's Holy Spirit, knowing the perfect will of God, through God's Holy Spirit, through God's Word, they go together, amen. We thank God for Pastor Collins bringing forth that Word, the dynamic of the human spirit is different, and the Holy Spirit should be greater in your life and my life than that human spirit, the old man, the human spirit, amen. The new man, the Holy Spirit, the new man, the greater spirit should be greater function in our life, and what we do for Christ only will last through his Holy Spirit and through his Holy Word. We praise God for that and thank God for that powerful word that gives us some understanding, gives some clarity in the differentiation in the two, amen. The Holy Spirit is greater, but it's of God, you know, our Heavenly Father. Amen. We praise God for that.
Amen. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines tonight. If you would like to share, or if you have any questions regarding the word that was shared, or if you would like to make any comments, praise God, just press one on your dial pad. If you have a testimony, we have right at about 7.5 minutes left in the broadcast.
Amen.
Tonight we're talking about the dynamics of the human spirit and its connection, praise God, with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes, we have one caller.
Amen.
The last 4 digits of your number is 5696.
Yes, Lord.
And you are live into the studio. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Pastor Whitehurst, and both Pastor Jasper Whitehurst and Constance Whitehurst. I want to thank you for the word this evening. This is Alicia Johnson. And I have a question. First, I want to say thank you. That was an excellent lesson on the human spirit. And God has been revealing that to me more and more within the last year, our human spirit. But I have a question. When you went to Genesis, and you stated, which we know is in the Word of God, that God breathed into us his spirit. And I think you said that was the word. It started with the N-E?
Pneuma. It starts with a P. P-N-E-U-M-A. The P is silent, as in like pneumonia. The P is silent, but it's spelled P as in Paul, N-U-E-M-A, pneuma.
Pneuma spirit. So God breathed that into man. The question is, when we're all born, even as babies, we still have that pneuma spirit in us, but that pneuma spirit dies, or does it becomes dormant because of sin? That's the question. Because when we're born, we have the Spirit of God in us. But I guess the question is, because of sin, is that the reason that part of the Spirit becomes dormant or dies?
Good question. Thank you. The Spirit, actually, as I shared, we're talking about, we know that we are made up of the three parts, spirit, soul, and body. The human spirit, it is a living portion of our being. It is that spirit, because of God breathing his spirit on the inside of us, we then became triune beings, as God also is a three-part being, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. Our spirit is what? Because, God draws, the Holy Spirit draws our human spirit to have a desire to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, because of sin, as you just stated, yes, that spirit man has to be reborn. That's the only way that we can receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and also that we receive salvation is through the rebirth. Technically the spirit is dead because of sin. Yet, because of the rebirth of Jesus Christ, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, salvation in Jesus Christ, our spirit man is then reborn. And that is the only way that we have an eternal life in God. That's the only way that we have eternal life in Jesus Christ. Did that answer your question? Sister Alicia?
Yes, that was very clear. So it was when sin enters, or I guess when a person sins, then that pneuma spirit becomes dormant. And then when we accept Jesus, that spirit is reborn in us again.
Correct. But understand this, sin took place when back in the Garden of Eden. That's when sin separated us from God. But because through one man's sin, it separated us from God, but through the power and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that allowed us to be reconnected with the Heavenly Father, that allowed us and our spirit to be redeemed as we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that way is the only way, through the power of Jesus Christ, that we have eternal life in Christ and with our Heavenly Father.
God did reconciliation through Jesus Christ to reborn that spirit in love through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And we abide in him, and he abides in us.
Praise God. We pray that helped to add some clarity to your question. And thank you, Sister Alicia, for that question.
Yes.
Praise God. We have only about 2 more minutes left in the broadcast. We want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. We pray that word has been a blessing to you. We pray as you go forth that the word of God will just saturate your spirit, and in turn you'll be able to share his love, his word, and also his spirit with others, praise God.
Amen.
We don't want to close out without giving the opportunity for salvation. So if you tune in tonight and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Romans 10:9-10 tells us that all you have to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You will be saved. So you just pray the simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I receive you as Lord and Savior of my life for the rest of my life. And I believe that God has raised you from the dead.
Praise
and
God.
If you pray that simple prayer, hallelujah, we welcome you into the kingdom of
God.
Go forth this week, and to
God
be all the
glory.
God bless.
I'm running. chosen generation. We've been called for to show these excellent. Yeah, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. Come, we've been called for to show these excellent.
See you.